And my usual gig here at NPR is reporting on national security, which means I spend my days tracking the CIA, the National Security Agency, all the other spy agencies. So let's see if all those hours talking to encryption experts helps me in decoding this week's puzzle. Will Shortz is puzzle editor of the New York Times and, of course, Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Will, good morning.
Good morning, Mary Louise.
Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Mark Maravetz of Albuquerque, New Mexico. I said, take five consecutive letters of the alphabet, write them in left-to-right order, insert five letters at certain spots, and these will all go between the first and last given letters. And I said the result will be a famous actor, first and last names. Who is it? Well, the letters are J, K, L, M, and N, and if you insert letters at these strategic spots, you get Jack Lemmon.
Jack Lemmon, the actor. Okay, more than 1,100 people got that right. And this week's winner is one Jack Martin of Medford, Massachusetts, and he's on the line. Congratulations, Jack.
Thank you, Mary Louise.
Are you ready to play this week?
Ready as I'll ever be.
All right, well, lay it on us.
All right, Jack and Mary Louise, I'm going to read you some sentences. Each sentence ends in two blanks. Put two four-letter homophones in them to complete the sentence. And homophones, of course, are words that sound alike but are spelled differently. For example, if I said the nautical supplies company that was going out of business had a big blank blank, you'd say they had a big sale.
Okay.
Number one, business was strong for most of this month, but then for the last 7 days, we had a blank blank.
We had a week.
That's correct.
Number
two, taxi drivers don't want to gouge passengers with their rates. All they ask for is a blank blank.
A fair.
That's it. To measure the opinion of the residents of Antarctica, you'd have to conduct a south blank blank.
Pole.
That's it. A vegetarian's convention is a place where people who shun blank, blank.
Oh, I got it.
Meat.
There we go.
That's it. A survey of the top-selling laundry detergents found that brand X outperformed Gain, did less well than Whisk, and blank, blank.
Tide.
That's it. The music is so loud, let's move to a quieter place, because I can't blank, blank.
Here.
That's it. And here's your last one. The young singing sensation who lost his recording contract is now an blank blank.
Soul.
So
we're looking for
and
a vowel.
Remember, there was an article and, so it has to start with a vowel sound.
Of course it would.
Give it to us again, Will.
Once more. The young singing sensation who lost his recording contract is now an blank blank.
So I'm drawing a blank blank. Mary Louise, you got one for me?
I'm trying. I'm sorting through A, E, I, O, U, working my way through.
He's unemployed, so think of a synonym for unemployed.
Idle.
He's now an idle. That's right.
You saved the toughest one for last.
That's right.
Well done. We were stumped at the end, but otherwise you beat me to just about every single one.
It was a pleasure playing along with you.
It was a pleasure playing along with you. And you get, for your efforts, a Weekend Edition lapel pen, as well as puzzle books and games. And you can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Jack, before we let you go, what member station do you listen to NPR on?
Well, I'm not only a longtime listener, first-time caller, but I'm also a member of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station.
You sound like you practiced that. I'm impressed.
I've done a little bit from time to time.
Okay. That's Jack Martin of Medford, Massachusetts. Thank you for playing and absolutely whooping me at that puzzle.
Oh, thank you for playing along.
All right, Will, what is the challenge for next week?
Yeah, it's an easy-ish one. Write the name of a game in lowercase letters, reverse the second and third letters, turn the fourth letter upside down, and the result will name something else to play. What is it? So again, the name of a game, write it in small letters, reverse the second and third letters, turn the fourth letter upside down, and the result will name something else to play. What is it?
All right, the task is before us. Everybody listening, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. And just as a reminder, one entry per person, please. And our deadline for entries is Thursday, March 9th, 3 p.m. Eastern. Please do share your phone number where we can reach you at around that time, because if you are the winner, we will give you a call, and you will get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times, also Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Will, thank you.
Thank you, Mary Louise.